This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
How do you make sure your children do their homework? Well, here with some advice is our media expert, Jim Steyer. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Lisa.
All right, so you say it's important to reestablish the rules before the start of the school year. Why is that so important?
Well, you know, I mean, I just think about it in terms of the Steyer family right now. So we've got kids going into 8th grade, 6th grade, 4th grade, and preschool. And, you know, over the summer, kids get into a variety of different habits. They're outside a lot more, hopefully, but maybe you've been letting them be on the computer more. Maybe you've been letting them watch a little more movies or DVDs or whatever you've let them do. But the rules really change now because kids are going back to school at the end of last week and this coming week. And you've really got to set very clear limits on media use at this point, whether it's television or the internet or whatever. But this is really that transition point that parents know. And media today, which is everywhere in our kids' lives, is a big part of that homework routine. Or in a sense, limiting media is a very important part of the homework routine.
A lot of kids use a computer now for their homework. How do you know they are actually focused, though, in doing their homework when they're at the computer?
Well, a simple answer to that is make sure that the computer is in a common area, in the family room, so that you can actually check on what your kids are doing on the computer. Because you're exactly right, Lisa. There's no question that, you know, many of our kids today are now using the computer for research, for various aspects of their homework assignments, etc. But if, for example, if your kid has instant messaging, IMing, or if they're on social networking sites like MySpace, you don't know if they're there researching whether or not Pluto is a planet anymore or whether or not they're out there talking to their friends off of MySpace or whether or not they are IMing or their friends. And in fact, IMing is a really good way for kids to waste time and not do homework. So if you're a home that has instant messaging, I would really check on that. I actually think what you have to do is, with that computer in the common room, you've got to go talk with your kids. And you've got to go check on it a little. You've got to literally look over their shoulder and make sure that they are researching Pluto or what's happening in the Middle East, not sending 18 IMs to their friends. And I think IMing and computer use in general is something to be very clear with your kids about right now, because as they get into school year and as they get into the homework season, which hopefully is going to run for about another 9 months, they have got to separate it, because kids who are switching back and forth between IMing or MySpace or something like that are simply not going to concentrate on the way you'd want them to do if they're trying to do something educational. And quite frankly, they won't do as well on their homework or as well in school if they are preoccupied by media. So strict limits and good dialogue are the bottom line.
You say you recommend no more than 2 hours of media time per day.
Yeah, and media is broadly defined. So we're not just talking about computer time. We're talking about watching a movie or watching TV. You know, you make exceptions when there's a big ball game on that your kids want to watch, or there's a movie that you're going to watch as a family or whatever. But this is the time when your kids have got to remember that school really matters. And in a sense, you have to establish a new routine. And that's all parents know this. You know, you're basically changed. Kids got to go to sleep earlier because they've got to get up and get ready for school, but they've got to get back into the homework mode. And that means nights are no longer for just hanging out and playing around with your friends and, you know, sitting in front of the tube or playing around on the internet. It's time to get serious again. And this week, next week, the next few weeks, this is when you reestablish those patterns and when you set what we say at Common Sense Media, a healthy media diet for your kids, and you stick to it.